This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. Drug maker Johnson & Johnson is seeking approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to authorize its single-dose COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. The company's application follows its January 29th report, in which it said the vaccine had a 66% rate of preventing infections in its large global trial. Unlike the two currently authorized vaccines from Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna, Johnson & Johnson's does not require a second shot or need to be shipped frozen. The single-shot vaccine could help boost supply and simplify the U.S. immunization campaign amid concerns due to the more contagious U.K. coronavirus variant and the potential of lower vaccine effectiveness against a variant that first emerged in South Africa. President Joe Biden promised Thursday that the United States will sharply increase its engagement around the world during his White House tenure, ending what he contended was 4 years of neglect and abuse of foreign relations by former President Donald Trump. Biden declared at the State Department in his first major foreign policy address as president, "America cannot afford to be absent on the world stage. Diplomacy is at the center of our foreign policy." He said that American alliances are our greatest assets, while warning both Russia and China of American resolve. Trump, employing an America First credo, had often quarreled with traditional U.S. allies on taking a softer tone with authoritarian states. Biden said he told Russian President Vladimir Putin in a phone call last week that the days of the U.S. rolling over to Moscow are over. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. An advisor to former President Trump said he declined a request by House Democrats to testify under oath at his upcoming impeachment trial, claiming the proceeding is unconstitutional. Lead impeachment manager Jamie Raskin asked in a letter sent by email Thursday that the former president testify either before or during the trial that begins next Tuesday. Trump is charged with inciting a mob of supporters that broke into the U.S. Capitol January 6. Minutes before the attack, which resulted in the deaths of five people, Trump told thousands of supporters at a rally near the White House to, in his words, fight like hell, as Congress was in the process of formally certifying President Joe Biden's election win. A Capitol police officer was among those who died in the rioting, and the House impeached Trump 1 week later with the help of 10 Republicans who joined the Democrats in support. A fiercely divided House toss Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene off two of her committees as an unprecedented punishment that Democrats said she earned by spreading hateful and violent conspiracy theories. Mostly all Republicans voted against the Democratic move, but none defended her lengthy history of outrageous social media posts. The vote forced Greene's Republican colleagues to go on the record to defend or rebuke her after she has drawn bipartisan condemnation over her past remarks. As the House Republican caucus reached an uneasy agreement Wednesday to spare Greene a punishment, it also turned back an effort to remove Liz Cheney from her position as the third highest ranking Republican in the House over her January 13th vote to impeach Trump on the charge of inciting insurrection. Defying the possibility of arrests and reprisals from Myanmar's new military rulers, protesters against this week's coup openly demonstrated, rejecting the takeover and calling for the release of the country's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi. In the main city, Yangon, an estimated 200 teachers and professors held signs supporting civil disobedience and flashed three-finger salutes signifying resistance that has become popular with anti-government protests in neighboring Thailand. There were also demonstrations in the capital, Nay Pyi Taw, on Friday, with medical staff staging a march. Monday's coup came as lawmakers had gathered in the capital for the opening of a new parliamentary session. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News. Ooh, yeah, my mind.
everybody on the Voice of America.
Hello, everybody, again. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again today. So stay tuned and make sure you don't go away, because our first stop today is going to be Uganda with Bumbo Clad by Josie Chameleon. And right after that, Giddy Giddy Maji Maji of Kenya in Atoti Patu. And then to Peace Choir of Nigeria in Busybody the Remix. But first, Bumbo Clad by Josie Chameleon of Uganda.
That's how we beautiful fight. Informers and spies stand both for a while. Full of bad mind and grudge, but them a smile back. Boop. We are to them and we crumb with this style. Love for them a enemy. Boots full of enemy. You this bad man go something now you ain't a remedy. Love for them a grudge me. Blood cut up enemy. You this bad man then you ready for fight the dust.
You love another girl man, Bumbo Clad. You this Rasta man, Bumbo Clad. You wear this gadget.
Red, 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 red. Party Part 2. Lady Lando, yakumi paka pinje mangima. Kidi kidi maji maji rodo njoko. Hey, Atoti Part 2.
This is the remix. This is the remix. This is the remix. them, see them, then don't come back again. Make your sister be, you get one again. Why you put me in between, middle of the center? Cause me, me like no pretender. So make you stop to the look and start to the groove. Hey. Peter and Paul, they be one, no be two. Hey. Remember, say then get it, they do. Hey. We go make you so you. I love your boom boom bang. You make me really wanna touch your way. When you hook up in the club, oh, give them a run, oh, give them a jump. Hey. Put your busy body. I lose control. Watch my sister, we go come in for her. Who be the bagger? We say we know they go for her. Tell us that we know they bought her.
In the remix by Peace Choir of Nigeria. Before that, Atoti Part 2 by Giri Giri Maji Maji of Kenya. And Bamboo Clad by Josie Chameleon of Uganda. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vandy. I'll be right back.
You don't have a problem. But if you have a problem, we got the solution. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned. I am Kate Lona from Enugu. I love African Beat on the Voice of America.
You don't have a problem. But if you really think you do, then we have the solution to your problem. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America. Monday through Friday with me, David Vandy.
Welcome back to the show. Khadija in the remix by Sierra Leonean-born Jimmy B. And right after that, Akwa Attar by Kofi B of Ghana. But first...
On
Jimmy B of Sierra Leone. So I hope you're having a good time. Just stay close. I'll be right back for more.
The African Beat with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Now let's take some emails. This one is coming from Emmanuel Andor, and he says, "Congratulations, David. You make my day all the time, and now you are my man of the day. Thank you for the good work that you are doing over there, and may God bless you. I am Emmanuel Andor from Ghana, and I want to dedicate a song for all my friends in Ghana. Doreen, Dorothy, Marvis, Anita, Nancy, Solomon, Eric, and all Swanlake boys of Ghana, and all the peoples of Potloko in Sierra Leone. Thanks, sincerely yours, Emmanuel." Well, thank you very much, Emmanuel. And let's take this other email which says, "I love your show, David. It heightens my personality, making me unique in my neighborhood. At a time when they are listening to their music, I am listening to good African beats on the Voice of America. I love that feeling of uniqueness. Can I request a nice song for my mother, Auntie Mary, my aunt, Abina and her good husband, W.O.2 Francis Awoa, and all my loved ones. Thanks, guys, and please keep up the good work. This is your fan, Abdul Rahman Aziz, from Ghana, Accra. Well, thank you very much, Abdul Rahman. That's so beautiful for you to write. And this next email says, special greetings to you once again from your number one African beat listener here in Warri, Nigeria. Your super show continues to bring us great delight. Thus, my family comes around me once at 9 p.m. Nigerian time for 1 hour enjoyment session with the Voice of America's African Beat. And I want you to give me a big shout out, and especially for my family, my wife Patience, my children Judy, Lisa, Adibebe, Laura, Oscar, and Harry Ovi. These are the ones that have brought sunshine into my life. And I want a very nice dance tune to be played for my family. The song I have in mind is Carolina by Awilo Longomba. Thank you so much for celebrating with us. And remember, it is cooperation that makes the pot to be filled with rice. As I look ahead to hear from you, may your news be always good news and so be mine. Stanley O.M. Akpotu, Warri Delta State, Nigeria. Well, thank you very much, Stanley. Beautiful message. And now let's get on to your music, Carolina, by Awilo Longomba of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And right after that, Oliva Mutukudzi of Zimbabwe in Ninipa. And then to South Africa with Bayete and Jabukanyile in Shwele. But first, Carolina by Awilo Longomba of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Pisa con el punto. 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 By Bayete and Jabu Kanyile of South Africa. Before that, Ninipa by Oliver Matukudzi of Zimbabwe. And then Carolina by Awilo Lungumba of the Democratic Republic of Congo. This is the African Beat on The Voice of America. I'll be right back.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. Tolly is going to be our next track by Formidable Musiki of the Central African Republic. And right after that, Izu by Peace and Love of Burundi. But first, Tolly by Formidable Musiki of the Central African Republic.
La vie, na mango yanga chakamba, si la vie ki mape ganzoni. Monenge timi mama wango sombi baba timo mieke munamo. Tunga na moke tambula na lenge simbeni baba ke mu wango. Na monenge tilo tikoli, tutike temo mateneso. Atani toni na beti momba ngati ngingi timo nukope. Danse mo, tu dois souffrir. Danse mo, la jeneri ya ya tije beni. Danse mo, onde, tu dois souffrir. Danse mo, la jeneri ya ya tije beni. Melody.
What I
By Peace and Love of Burundi, and Toli by Formidable Music of the Central African Republic. And with that, I want to thank you today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vanne here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
Changing my way.